Welcome to Learn Together, Grow Together. My name is Akita.
And my name's Leticia.
And this is a podcast where we share real life lessons on marriage,
blended families,
business, and everything in between. Hey guys. What's up? What's up?
I know it may seem like we have everything all together, but we've actually been sitting here for like...
Absolutely not. We sat for about an hour.
Hour and a half. Like an hour and a half.
Yeah. So I bought or purchased this new mic set for my wife, Leticia, so she can use it for a podcast and we can use it. And we just spent the last 45 minutes trying to figure out how to set it up, get the camera right.
Right.
Everything. So
things that seem so simple are supposed to seem so simple.
At all.
Rarely are. Like I have to talk very loud now to pick it up on the microphone.
Yeah, but I mean, I like it. It's nice.
It is. Thank you. It
fits you.
Thank you. My Christmas gift.
Yep.
So.
You got some stuff to talk about? No? You have a whole list here.
Okay. All right, guys. So this is our first time recording a Learn Together, Grow Together on... We're trying to multitask this year.
Right. So we have the video going.
Right.
And then we also have the podcast recording going as well. So.
Right. So pray for us.
Two things at once.
We're trying to knock it out. Right. All right. So this episode, we're going to be talking about, what are we talking about?
Individual goals.
Are we?
I
thought we were talking about transitioning.
Whatever you want. I'm just here to look good, so.
So, okay. I guess
she has all the brains.
All right. Let's talk about individual goals.
Right.
So, we were thinking, like, what kind of things are of interest? What have people been kind of chatting with us about that they've been dealing with as a couple? And I think it's when you start, you know, for me, I'm definitely on that pursuing passion path.
Passion meets purpose. Yeah. And really following in the direction that, you know, you were called to go in. And what else? Enjoying what you do, your career.
Right. And so that looks very different than what I've been doing for the past 12 years.
Yeah.
12 years. So sometimes I think that is it's challenging. It can be challenging when your mate changes, right? And you want to make an adjustment.
Yeah. Especially if that change causes everybody else to have to change.
Right.
Now they have to make sacrifices.
Were you guys on the video?
Oh.
I had a secret sister this year. She got me this mug. You guys can't see it on the podcast, but you probably can hear this ice clicking in the mug.
So the mug says shine.
Yes.
And then inside it says you shine like stars in the world. Philippians 2:15.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
As I'm sipping, that's kind of cool. Because as I'm sipping,
it's a good reminder.
I'm like looking.
Yeah.
Oh. Who thought of that? All right. I didn't even notice that.
This is what I have.
A water bottle. Yeah. So.
Individual goals.
Right.
So, yes. I think it's definitely a challenge for the person who has to now maybe change what they've been used to or accustomed to, really, you know, step out and take a leap of faith to change and to go into the direction that they feel is their calling. So imagine how it is for the rest of the family,
right,
spouse, kids, anyone else who has to now adjust so that you can focus on your goal,
right,
or focus on this new path that you're on.
Right. I think first of all, I think it's very scary even stepping out and doing something. It can be scary, I should say, doing something different and outside of your comfort zone and outside of what everybody has seen you doing.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're not only like challenging yourself, but then you have to worry about everyone else's.
The haters, the people, and not necessarily all of them are haters, but you will have the haters, but then you'll have the people who are just used to you doing something a certain way.
Right.
And they may feel like they're looking out for your best interests. You know, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you want to risk your job or this position you have? You know, and you got to, I don't know, if you feel like you got to kind of win them to see your goal, you know?
And then not only that, you have to have a level of faith because now you're stepping out into, like, you have no guarantee. There's no blueprint as to, I mean, other people have done it, but they haven't necessarily done it the way that you're doing it. So, you know, you have no blueprint that this is going to work, you know.
And you also have the pressure of these other people who are now looking at you. Some who believe in you, some who don't, your family, you got all this pressure now. So it really is a challenge, and it really is a leap of faith that you have to just get out there, win or lose, I'm going to pursue this thing. And I could remember when that kind of started, when we were first dating, remember? And I used to have to travel. I would go out to what was it, Virginia? No, it wasn't Virginia. It was Atlanta. I would go to Atlanta,
before we got married.
Right. So I used to be signed to an independent label and would have to go out to Atlanta for about a few days to record and to hang out with the crew, so to speak, or whatever. And we were dating at the time, but it was still an adjustment for you because I don't think you like me going out there.
Since you bring that up, I think that there's also a mindset shift that has to happen. Because my mind was like, all right, we need stability. We need a paycheck.
You were trying to evaluate me for like husband material at that time. And I'm like being gone for like days.
Right, because I had three girls. So my focus was different.
Like, is he really?
And what you doing in Atlanta?
See, I knew it was going to get there. But I think it's definitely an adjustment. It's definitely an adjustment. And if the husband or the wife, if they are not on the same page, it's really even more of a struggle to really pursue your dreams. Because sometimes you'll know that this is what you're supposed to do, but you don't get the full support from your spouse that you expected to get.
Sometimes they haven't gotten the revelation.
Right. Right. And it doesn't mean that your what you feel is your calling is invalid. It just means that, like you said, that it's just taken them a while to see, hey, this is what I'm really passionate about. This is what, you know, gets me going in the morning, wakes me up and makes me happy about life, you know?
So I guess we should go back for those people who are listening for the first time and talk about. So my transition into Tisha Talks, which is just basically a forum that empowers and inspires and encourages women to pursue their passions and pursue their purpose. And so I do that through different forums, whether it be podcasts or videos or speaking or conferences or events that I put on. But prior to that, it's been like a year, has it been? Yeah, because I think it was last December.
I think so.
So it's been like, so prior to that, there was no Tisha Talks. So how was that when I kind of introduced, I guess that was kind of a fast transition. So how was that when I introduced it to you as being something I wanted to do more seriously?
Well, now when I think back on it, I think what happened was, and what kind of helped you be able to transition easier, was the fact that I had, I think I might have had a hand in you actually starting the whole Tisha Talks thing. And remember before you went in, we were looking to do like consulting.
Right.
And do business consulting and trying to help businesses like go to the next level and flourish. You know, we kind of started that whole business mindset.
But we knew that we needed to do something other than what we were doing, and that there was something that we were supposed to do together.
Right.
And that it did not look like our 9-to-5s.
No.
That we knew. Well, even that, because you've been doing music forever. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, I knew that that's what I definitely wanted to do, wanted to do for, you know, the rest of my life. Like I'm a musician at heart and I'm an artist. And that's what I want to do. But we also wanted to do something as a family, you know, to be able to call our own.
Right.
And I remember starting out, you know.
I can't sing, so.
But she does it all the time, though.
But I can't do it professionally. So it can be our own. I just.
Right. So anyway, you wanted to do something. And remember I was telling you, I said, hey, you know, maybe you should do something on like Tuesdays. And I was like, you know, maybe you should do like Teacher Tuesdays or Teacher Talks. And then we were going over like taglines, and you were like, you know, passion. I want to do something about passion and purpose. And I was like, I had that aha moment. I was like, when passion, I did. I promise you.
You did not do when passion meets purpose.
Yes. I was
great,
like,
things happen.
Yes, that was me. Yes. Yes.
No.
I knew it was going to come to this too.
No.
Yes.
You did not do great things.
I did.
When passion
I was,
meets purpose, great things happen.
No, I think you came
no,
up.
Was that when we were in Philly?
I don't remember when it
was
but I remember I was like, when, because we had the When Passion Meets Purpose thing, and I was like, great things happen. And you were like, like you had this. All right. So she made it up, guys. She made it up. But it's all right. It's all good.
We did it together, but I don't remember that part. I definitely remember you coming up with Teacher Talks.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were going through different things.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree. But nevertheless, I'm happy and excited for her. And up from then until now, it has blossomed and kind of, I don't know, speeded into this growing thing that we did not expect.
Right.
You know, like we're fast forward to now, you're like speaking at events and people are asking you to do conventions and you know what I mean? So a lot has been happening in a short amount of time.
So would you say, so did you not have any, I don't know, second thoughts, or like, were you ever challenged with agreeing that this is the area that I should move into?
I don't think I ever was like, you know, I don't think this is for you and I don't think you should do that. I don't think I was ever like that. I was concerned because I know that any type of personality, whether for social media or radio personality, any type of thing like that where you're a public figure, I know that you're going to have to deal with people. And I was concerned for you because you weren't the most social person. And maybe an introvert or keep to yourself type of person. And I think we had this conversation where I was like, well, you know, you're going to have to work on doing this, that, and the other.
Yeah, I consider myself to be an introvert.
Uh-huh.
But an extrovert when necessary. So like an introvert with extrovert tendencies when needed.
Okay.
When needed. I think I've grown to it because in the beginning I didn't want to do like videos and stuff.
Right.
Or whatever. But we're not supposed to be talking about Teacher Talk. We're supposed to be talking about the transition, like when we're going through individual goals. Because I know a lot of people who, especially women, because I talk to them a lot, that are now like on this pursuing their passion and pursuing their purpose journey. And that was kind of like, all right, I'm in, I believe it, I'm moving in that vein. But like, I need my husband, I need my kids, I need, mm-hmm. you know, at least my core to be in with me because.
Of course. Because it's not just, I mean, if you were single, then that's one thing that, you know, you could say, I'm just going to do what I want to do.
Right.
When you're married and you have kids, you can't just pick up and leave and go, you know, to do the events or whatever, because somebody else still has to make sure the family is running.
Right.
You know what I mean? So. I think for both of us, like even when I started with the music, it required a lot of my time, you know, being at the studio till 3-4 o'clock in the morning and sometimes being away for the weekend. Who else is going to be at home with the kids? Mm-hmm. Who else is going to be making sure that, you know, the house is taken care of or the laundry is done or whatever the case may be? If everybody's not in on it, then it's going to be really, really difficult.
So
how would you say that you kind of transitioned or showed that you supported me?
In that, I think, well, we went through our ups and downs. we went through our ups and downs because I think, and so I guess I'm kind of answering my own question. I'm guessing that the reason that it was easy for you to be more accepting of me moving in that area is because you had already been in through a similar it. Area.
Right? I think so.
And I think for me, I can say being in this area now has definitely given me more compassion and empathy for the area that you're in.
I was in, yeah, and still in.
Yeah, that you're still in. But I think that I developed that compassion and empathy even before I started doing my own thing. Not my own thing, but, you know, start moving out individually. So mm-hmm. I just think that that was just...
Because you had already been through about 6 years, 5 or 6 years right. of, you know, supporting me and supporting my goal and my dreams, you know, with the music and everything. And knowing that some sacrifices that you have to make is may not be easy, but in the long run, it shows me that, you know, hey, I love you and I'm with you. You know what I mean? And it's hard to make that adjustment in the beginning. But right. then I think we figured out a system as well. Like we figured out, okay, I'll go to rehearsal on these days, you know, and on those days, you know, you'll be able to take care of things that you needed to do. Like, I think we also were mindful about doing what we needed to do for our dream or our goal so that it wasn't an extra strain on the other person.
Right. And I think what helped me in hindsight is that when I saw you actually in your element, mm-hmm. I saw the way that you shined in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, there was no denying that this is a part of who you're called to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then I think that really helped balance it out because I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, this is it. This is what he needs to do. This is what he needs to be doing. And I think that when you're in a marriage or in a relationship, you want your goal. One of your goals should be to allow that other person to be fully who they were created to be, to mm-hmm. be their best self. And I see segments of your best self in that lane, like when you're functioning in that.
Yeah. And also because you involved yourself in my passion.
Right.
Because you wouldn't have been able to see those highlights if you didn't come to the events that I went to. If you weren't there, you know, when my group and I were on stage and being able to perform or minister to people. Like, if you weren't involved, you were just like, I'm not going. I'm just going to stay home while you do your little music thing. You would have never seen the benefits of it. But I think it's important to involve yourself in the person's passion, at least to an extent to where you can see what type of impact they're making.
Right. I've been in places where I was like, I'm not going.
You have. Yeah.
I'm not going. I'm not supporting. And it didn't end up being beneficial.
Right.
And I think it just made it harder.
And you'd be texting me, when are you coming home?
Right.
Why are you out so late?
Looking at the stories. Are you having fun?
Are you laughing?
Oh, yeah.
Are
you again? You know. So, yeah, I think definitely being involved and being present so you can see people in action. And
right.
then you're like, okay, that's why you got to be out 2 nights a week.
Right.
And that's why you got to do such and such and such for this mm-hmm. right here. And then also on top of that, making it, because when you talk about it being someone's purpose, it's not just their passion. So it doesn't just benefit them, but it impacts other people.
Right.
So then when you get to see that person working in their purpose and all the other people that are impacted as a result of it, you're kind of like, okay, let me let him do what he's supposed to do. Because other people are at stake. You know, there's something that you guys and you as an individual have to give to other people.
Yeah.
But I think I came to that. I did come to that understanding before Tisha Talks.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have 5 or 6 years to do it. So I eventually, it did take time and it was rough and it wasn't always easy.
Learn together, grow together.
Right. Right. I think at that time it was like, can you learn with me? Can you grow with me?
Shine. Yeah.
But I mean, there were times where you would have been calling me. Are y'all almost done recording? Are you almost finished? When are you coming home? It's late.
Like no,
you got to work in the morning.
But that also is because I would see the flip side of that. I would see you coming in at 3 o'clock in the morning and then having to get up at 7 and be at work and then be tired and cranky and
mm-hmm.
bloodshot. Eyes and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. But I think when you when you did come, and it's important, I think that you did add a balance to that to make sure that I got proper rest and I wasn't sacrificing my health. You know what I mean? So I think that that was important of you to do. But I think when I, you know, when you actually came to rehearsals, when you came to like recording sessions and you saw the work that was needed, then you had a better understanding. And then you're like, oh, okay, I see why you guys are out late. I see you, why you're recording till 2-3 o'clock in the morning, you know? So.
And I think it helped. I think another important thing that spouses have to do is because in the beginning, I was seeing the balance. I was seeing the other side of it. Like, you need to get sleep, you need to get this, you need to get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I was really concentrating on, well, what can I do to help him get that balance?
Right.
Like, I was just like, you need to get this, you need to get that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you figure it out how you need to do X, Y, and Z, as opposed to, like, what can I do
to make
to
it,
help
yeah.
Them, yeah,
to help the transition. Yep, I
yep.
agree.
Learned a lot.
And still learning. Still learning. Because, I mean, even, you know, with you doing what you're doing, there's still things I have to understand and kind of think about, you know, when I was in those shoes, how did you react? And I got to remind myself, okay, now this is her turn. This is, you know, she's following her passion and I got to be able to give you the same grace that, you know, you had to work to give me as well. So it's still a journey.
What advice would you give men that, because I think typically, mm-hmm. not always true, but typically men are more freer to do things, you know, to travel or
mm-hmm.
to pursue certain things because,
yeah.
you know, they're the heads. Whereas the woman, sometimes it feels like you are more, you're like the last one to be able to do certain things. You got to wait till the kids get a certain age. You got to wait till certain things happen.
Right.
But what advice would you give a man
mm-hmm.
when this transition is beginning to happen with their wife
right.
and they're starting to step out?
I think the biggest thing is like getting over that pride. Getting over that pride. It's hard for us. It's really, really hard because like you said, we are the head and we you know, have to be the breadwinners. We got to be the decision makers and kind of be the covering over everything. So that's a lot of pressure. And I think it's misguided pressure. You know what I mean? Because we feel like us being the head means that we have to be the ones that are making the moves, you know, and bringing in certain things into the household. But I think if you get away from that pride and really be your spouse's biggest fan, you know what I mean? It's not a competition. We're not in a race against each other. We are in a race together. Like, if you win, I win. If I win, you win. So however that happens, I'm cool with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you out there killing them, great. I'm in the back like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. If I'm out there killing them, you applauding me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when people start being competitive with their spouse, that's when stuff starts getting really like dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Because mm-hmm.
then you get to a point where I'm not supporting you and I'm waiting for you to mess up
mm-hmm.
so I can step in and be the hero. Are you waiting for me to mess up so you could be like,
I told you so.
I knew this wasn't going to work. I told you to get a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we're not on the same team. So you need to be on the same team.
And I think you have to be really intentional because it can sneak up on you. Because I know there was a season for us that it really just, we was like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Am I feeling some kind of way about him doing X, Y, and Z? And
right.
are you feeling some kind of way? And I think, you know, just to encourage couples, is that there's nothing wrong with going to talk to somebody about that.
Yeah.
Or getting like a third point of view or
right.
an outside person, because we've done that.
Yep. So the moment you feel like you have everything under control and you don't need any help, that's the moment that you've messed up.
Right.
Like you can't, there's nothing else you can learn from anybody else.
Right.
That's a bad place to be in. That's a dangerous place to be in.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So I guess to summarize it all up, basically you have to be wanting your mate to be
to win.
The best, right?
I want you to win. You want me to win. We're not in competition against each other. Like it's us against the world. Like that has to be the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
has to be the mindset.
That we both, like, if you win, it's a win for me too.
Right.
We have to be reminded of that.
Yeah.
We have to be reminded of that ourselves. That mm-hmm. It's not a Tisha Talks win, and it's not a Nikhail win. It's our win.
Right.
You know? And so we're working towards it. And so sometimes it may be a little bit more lean to Tisha Talks or a little mm-hmm. bit more lean to Nikhail.
Yeah.
But it's still a win
right.
for both of us.
Everybody has their season.
Yeah.
So it's when your season is where it's at and you're set, then it's going to be my season and back and forth. It's going to shift back and forth. Mm-hmm. But if you remain together, you stick together, you'll be good.
Right.
You'll be good.
So guys, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode.
Yes.
Check us out.
Yep.
We are available on different social media outlets. And until the next time.
Like, share, tell somebody about it, and we'll talk to you. What are you laughing at? Thanks for listening to this episode. If you thought this was helpful, the best thing you can do for us is subscribe and share.
And if you have the Anchor app, you can leave a voice message. That way you can leave your thoughts, your comments, and your questions. We would love to hear from you.